The superintendent of Unit 5 Schools is sounding an alarm over elementary school mental health issues. Mark Daniel tells GLT's Charlie Schlenker he's getting strong feedback from principals that there's a problem with kids who behave unlike most their age and in very unhealthy and atypical ways.
We're not talking mental health from the standpoint of, from a clinical standpoint, you know, as far as do we have residency programs or non-residency programs and where are the psychiatrists and where are the psychologists in this mix? It's really about what kind of behavior are we seeing in our classrooms that is fundamentally different than what we've seen in the past.
Are there danger signs?
There are some signs that we're seeing some fundamental differences in our classrooms. For instance, behavior of kindergartners and first graders, which if you've ever been in a kindergarten classroom, it's always about how to create boundaries and what are you doing to create patterns of behavior with kids. And usually kindergartners will eventually understand these are the boundaries and these
Here's
are
the
patterns
limit.
and they will conform to those. And, you know, the teacher demonstrates, you have a student demonstrate, and then you have the whole class demonstrate. So this is how we sit. This is how we get in small groups. This is how all those things.
Little Johnny gets in trouble once or twice for kissing little Sarah. Then it's done.
It's
a developmental thing.
But now we're seeing rather behavior that becomes very disruptive. It might be behavior where student is maybe throwing something or just very aggressive in their actions, behavior where they become uncontrollable, and even through proper, we go through extensive training for our teachers and administrators on how to properly restrain a child.
Are these kids people who should be special ed kids or not?
Well, you know, when you start kindergarten, you haven't yet identified, so there is a process, but we're finding it's not just, quote, a special needs issue. It's going across all our socioeconomic groups. There are no boundaries here or lines that we can say this is unique to this population or that population.
What's the frequency of that sort of behavior?
Well, again, if you think one, two, or three students in a building, that can create major disruption.
That can change a classroom environment.
It can change a classroom environment. It can change a school's environment and the climate of a school. So we need to really... We are now at the point where we're saying, how do we create a programming or an intervention program that speaks to addressing that immediate need? And once we see the immediate need, working not just with the child, but also with wraparound programs. So we're also working with the family. Because, you know, it happens not only in school, it certainly is happening at home as well. And we can't just separate the two.
If these are recurrent patterns of behavior among different kids across ethnic and economic backgrounds, what is going on? What is the source of this behavior?
Well, some people say it's trauma, and that trauma can be both physical or emotional. It could be, and they call that adverse childhood experience. There's actual studies in regards to that. We call it ACEs. Matter of fact, our teachers association, which is locally it's UFIA, but statewide it's our affiliated with NEA. But they are actually looking at, there are specific programs that they're examining and trying to implement across the country. We're seeing this across the country. I don't know why this is happening, but I can tell you from my own personal experience. My father-in-law is a retired psychiatrist, and over the past 5 to 10 years, he's seen a marked difference in behavior of adolescent and of early childhood. And we don't know really what the issue is, but it is different, and we need to address it. And then, of course, you know, we do have limited resources in our community due to lack of mental health professionals and how to deal with that.
The county is starting to develop programming for adults.
Yes.
Who's going to develop the programming for kids? And do you need to partner with somebody about that?
Well, you know, both Unit 5 and District 87 have come together already and had a discussion because we have a problem. We have this, we need to be able to work through this and find solutions for our kids. By the way, ACEs you can work with this child and the child can improve, because it really is a neurological effect. So you can have a rebound. You can improve that child just through certain processes with that child.
How long a road is that?
Well, we don't know the length, to be honest, but the point is, does it have to be long-term? No. Can it be short-term? Yes. And it depends upon the student and the situation. But I'm encouraged that both 87 and Unit 5 are coming together to have this discussion, because it's happening in our districts. And I'm going to tell you, I've talked to other superintendents. It's across the state. And I'm still keep touch with other states. It's across the Midwest and across our country.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking, as we do periodically, with Unit 5 School Superintendent Mark Daniel. How urgent is this? How fast do you want to develop programming and an agreement and perhaps reach out to the county for part of the funding to make it a holistic youth-to-adult effort?
So we've also met with the county in regards to this issue. They have a plan in place that they're trying to implement. But let's be honest, they're limited resources as well. And I'm thinking that probably Unit 5 and 87 need to come together to solve some of these issues internally and then continue to look for outside resources. But we need to take care of this problem. I would say it's urgent. And having spent some times, some afternoons just recently with our teachers, I'll tell you, the physical and emotional strain on our educators is visible. It's noticeable. We need to take this very serious.
How soon are you hoping for programming to enter the various buildings?
Well, we just had a principal meeting this morning with all of our administrators, and talking with several of them, as well as my director of special ed, we're planning on getting together, hopefully having even something coming back from the holiday break.
That's fast.
We don't know, in regards to the specialists, who that would in, is that a, perhaps a counselor, teacher, or guidance counselor at the elementary level? And again, we're focusing right now on the elementary. Is it a social worker? Is it a hybrid of the two? Is it a behavioral specialist? It's going to be a very unique position, because this is a very unique problem.
Well, you're talking, if you are talking 2 to 3 kids per building in both District 87 and Unit 5, that sounds like more than one person.
And it could be. And we talked about that particular scenario. I mean, and do we have a unique location for those students?
I was going to say, you can't get through building visits to all those people in a week. And what we're talking about is, I assume, relatively intense intervention on a short-term basis.
Correct. Now, we do have some buildings who have a hybrid program running to address behavior of this level. But do we need another site, or do we need a third site that's now a site where both 87 and 5 come together?
Well, do you want to take these kids out of the classroom and take them to a separate site?
You may have to do that. Now, we have to be careful with that because, again, I mean, that's the level of behavior we're talking about.
And that these are not classified as special ed kids.
No, they're not classified as special ed kids.
It may not be. It's something else.
Yes, it's something else. And that's why I would call it mental health, because it is, it's how do we make that child healthy again in regards to their brain development, mm-hmm. and in regards to their being able to handle social situations, and also how do they handle frustration. All these pieces coming together, that's a unique person. We have ideas, but those people are also being used to do a lot of other things in our district. At first, we thought maybe this could be something happening in maybe next year, next fall. But I'm thinking, after my visits, and I'm nearly visited, I almost finished with all my school visits for this part of the first semester, I'll say that it is a top priority and we need to address it as soon as possible.
Unit 5 School District Superintendent Mark Daniel spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Hear Daniel next week talk about the health dangers of football and the high school's marching band merger. You're listening to Sound Ideas.